We're talking with Neil Stone, the big guy, in his final year broadcasting Chickasaw Sports, year number 25. Big guy, broadcasting takes time. It takes time to prepare. It takes time to travel to the site, the broadcast, all the post-game things that take place, then driving home oftentimes from distant areas. How do you balance all the work that goes into broadcasting with the rest of the things that you have going on in your life?
Yeah, that is for sure. You know all about that. And Ryan Rouse pointed this out, a couple years ago, when he recognized me at a banquet or whatever. He said, you know, a lot of people generically just think a broadcaster goes on and broadcasts and that's it. That's not it. There's so much prep. You got to cut promos. You got to do interviews. You try to keep stats. There's a lot involved with broadcasting, and it takes time. If you're going to do it right, it takes time. So just takes time to do it. But as far as balancing broadcasting the last 25 years with other things going on in my life, now it's been a challenge. And I'm sure you've had this feeling, a long day or whatever, I got to do a broadcast tonight. You know, you just do it. You get there, you get the headset on, and all that goes away. That all goes away. You're wrapped up in talking about the kids and everything, and you forget about it. But, you know, you just, you know, I set my own schedule. I'm sure you do some of yours, too. I've set my own schedule for 25 years. And I make it clear nobody deviates from it unless I say so. So it's your schedule. So if you made the schedule, you're going to do it then. But I've got a lot of hobbies, aside from retiring from work about 5 years ago in 2017. I like to fish. I like to hunt. Gardening, I love to have a garden, have a big garden, and I love to cook. I do a lot of cooking, and then broadcasting is my fifth one and probably my favorite one over the years. And now that's going to go away, what's the other hobby? Grandkids. That's why I'm basically getting out of broadcasting. I'm 75, and my grandkids are involved in sports. So, you know, I've got to make time for that because they want Grandpa and Grandma there as much as they can. So, you know, now I'm going to have a little more free time. I won't have to miss some of the stuff where my wife goes by herself or whatever, and I'll be able to follow my kids, my grandkids, a little more closely.
Sounds like a good gig, the best gig right there.
Yes, it is.
The big guy, Neil Stone, is who we're talking with today in his final broadcasting year with New Hampton Chickasaw Sports. All right, you and I have both had this happen. Funny things that have happened when you've been on the air. Anything stick out in that area, Neil?
Well, you know, a lot of them. Yeah. A lot of them, self-induced. Yeah. Most of them, as you know, because you're the man in charge. So, anyway, those things happen, though. I remember one or two times I was talking to myself. I was off the air, and somebody didn't catch it back at the station or whatever, and I was talking to myself for a lengthy amount of time. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but, man, oh, well, I talked to myself. And so that's one thing. Color people, I've had numerous color people, a lot of times off color. So you just kind of right through that and cover it up and whatever, and never gotten in trouble over it. But, you know, those things happen. But that's one of the reasons I enjoy all the color people I've had over the years. And there haven't been many incidents at all. They all done a great job. But it's one of the reasons that I do a lot of sports solo, as you do. You're in control. You don't have to worry about what somebody else says. And what somebody says anymore is sometimes construed in the wrong way, and you can get in trouble. So that's one reason. But I've had great color people over the years. With football, yeah, absolutely, I feel you have to have a color person. You have to have somebody doing football. wrestling. I feel it's important to have a colored person for wrestling and volleyball also. So, but softball, baseball, and girls and boys basketball, I've the last 10 or 15 years I've done that myself. But, you know, off-color people once in a while over the years. Things I've said, I just talked about that. Sometimes I've been misconstrued, got my tongue caught in my mouth and said the wrong thing. I didn't mean it that way. And then later on, people joke about it, and we laugh about it. So it's all taken good-naturedly. But and then back and forth with people in the press box. In fact, right up here in this one, over there on the other one. Doesn't have too much with basketball at all because there's usually a lot of people up there. But I like to banter with people in the press box, and sometimes I think I tick Joel off because he's calling me back on, and I'm not on. I'm talking to Scott Frerichs or Roger Stansbury or somebody instead of broadcasting. So, you know, that's happened. But one incident that I'm not proud about, but it's still kind of funny now that it's almost 10 years old. Back in 2013, 2014, when Walk-On was in the Rise in football, and we had quite a rivalry with them back, still do. Everybody knows how Walk-On has emerged as one of the great football powers in Class 2A. But we had a game at New Hampton, and it was a close game. I had two colored people with me, and we made a great play on both ends, offensively and defensively, to seal the deal. And I was describing it, whatever, and I screamed so loud that I went off the air. I overmodulated, and Joel couldn't get it corrected in time, and I was off air, and nobody knew what happened till the post game. That was not a favorite moment at that time. Some people were mad about it and talked to me about it, and some people laughed their hind end off about it. They took it in good nature, but now it's kind of funny. So everybody has had those kind of gaffes, and I've had several of them, but that was probably the worst back then, about 10 years ago. I'll never forget that. I went to an Iowa football game the next day, and boy, did I hear about it down at Iowa City. So that's one of them I wanted to bring up.
Neil, what are you going to miss most about doing Chickasaw radio broadcasts?
Well, as you know, Eric, our job on the radio is to put these high school athletes on the spotlight, you know, and do it in a positive way. Single them out when they do something good, both as an individual, as a team, and not talk about them too much personally, naming their name when things don't go the way and there's a screw up. Do it generically and just, you know. I'm just going to miss talking about the kids, the interviews with the coaches. This one right here, Corey Mack, Scott Frerichs, I've been doing it with him for 25 years. Scott Hogan had some great interviews with him. Just interviews with the coaches and involved with the program and some of the great ADs we've had over the year, you know. Like that goes back to the prep work, talking to the ADs and their secretaries, making sure you got the stuff for the game and whatever. Just being prepared for the game. There's a lot involved, like we said, with broadcasts. I'm going to miss all that, even though it took a lot of time. But most of all, talking about the kids. Talking about the kids. You know, putting them in the spotlight and being positive about it. Because not every school has radio broadcasts. In fact, maybe 25% in Iowa have a radio station and to broadcast their high school sports. And New Hampton is fortunate to have 95.1 The Bull. And you guys also with your station, we're part of the same network. So, but, you know, these kids that we're seeing right now warming up for this JV game out here, talking about them, that's the main thing I'm going to miss. And so many kids, so many names over the years with some great athletes. You know, I just, so many of them, I can't even hardly remember them. That's the things that I'm going to miss about, putting these high school kids in the spotlight on the radio. Not all these kids have that.
We are talking with the voice of Chickasaw Sports. His name is Big Guy Neil Stone. Last question. Neil, what do you want to say to the people of New Hampton and to all the Chickasaw fans and all those who have listened to you over the airwaves these 25 years? What do you want to say to them?
Thank you for listening. Those of you that did listening, even though sometimes the broadcasts weren't as good as they should be or whatever, and a lot of times you and me have talked about that, the broadcast is only as good as the performance on the field with the sport that they're playing. If it's not so much a good contest, sometimes the broadcast isn't as good either. If it's a good game, it just goes hand in hand, you know. But I want to thank the New Hampton people for all their support over the years, supporting our station and the sponsors. You know as well as I do, we wouldn't be on the air without our sponsors. And they know that radio broadcasts, putting these kids in the spotlight, is important to the school, the community, and our business people. So I'm going to miss all of our sponsors that we've worked with over the years. But my camaraderie with all the people, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss talking to the coaches, the athletic directors, once in a while, the athletes, the moms and dads. You know all about this. You know, see you after the game or whatever and talk to you about something or some aspect. Last night I did that doubleheader, and between games went down, there's three or four people, you know, well, we should have done this, could have done that. We played pretty well, didn't win, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm going to miss all of it. I still hope to be involved as far as coming and watching the kids, though. You know, I'm not just going to drop out and not be there. And we'll see how it is from a different perspective. It's going to be different, that's for sure. So there's, you know, I just want to thank all the New Hampton people for all our support over the years and all of our businesses and the support from our school, the faculty, the athletic people, the teachers. Now, you could go on. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. I just want to thank everybody for 25 great years.
He is the voice and will forever be the voice of Chickasaw Sports on the radio on 95.1 The Bull. Neil Stone, the big guy. Hey, it has been a joy and a pleasure for me over the years. And Neil, thank you for the camaraderie and the good times over the years.
I want to mention one more thing. And how I would forget this. I want to mention one more thing. I'm going to miss my relationship with my colleagues big time. You, Eric, Matt Ray down there at Waverly Sharrock. Matt was up here last night. Longtime broadcaster up at Crest with Joe Haskovic. Going to miss him. Randy Iverson now over at Decorah. Darren Swenson. He still does some work for the radio station there with the news and whatever. Had a lot of great times with Darren Swenson. I remember Joel O'Neill used to be the broadcaster walk-on, but died of cancer, unfortunately, at a young age. I always liked talking to him. So just several. Owine, I remember when I was broadcasting, Gary Rima was the broadcaster down there at Owine, the Huskies. And, of course, became the voice of you and I, and he's going to be retiring also. So just everybody, you know, my colleagues, we always help each other out. We try to help each other out, you know. So I'm going to miss the camaraderie and the fellowship, the socialization with my colleagues, you, Eric, can't say enough about you, all the stuff you're involved with, and then you still broadcast. I don't know how you do it. I'm busy, but I'm not as busy as you. So, anyway, it's just been a blast. that is one aspect I am truly going to miss. I always enjoyed going to a broadcast venue or here at New Hampton and meeting my colleagues. I'm going to miss that.
Congratulations, my friend, and Godspeed to you. And we look forward to seeing you at upcoming events, no matter the sport.
Exactly.
Come on up and say hi in the booth sometime, all right?
I will. Thank you, Eric, so much. I appreciate it.
The big guy, the voice of New Hampton Chickasaw Sports, Neil Stone. An honor and a pleasure speaking with him. Congratulations on 25 years. We'll continue with Comet and Chickasaw Softball. More after these messages.